Hei, kia ora rā, e ngā iwi, e ngā hapu, huri noi te tai tukarau i te hiko te ika, tēnei te mihi atu ki a koutou katoa. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ko Professor Charles de Villiers ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa, How to Increase Trust and Sustainability Reporting. Nō reira me tari ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe, e Professor Charles.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you for the introduction. Yes, I'm at the University of Auckland and I do a lot of research on this social and environmental type of area and how organizations disclose it and how they can increase trust and all the rest of it.
And so when we're talking about this trust and sustainability reporting, what do you really mean by that? What does that statement really mean for us at the moment?
I guess there's a lot of organizations that want to convey a positive message about what they are doing. And there are people out there in society who criticize them and who don't necessarily believe the message that they are trying to convey. So for organizations, from their point of view, there are a number of strategies that they can follow in order to enhance that trust and credibility of what they are saying. And it's not that different from an individual. If you as an individual meet somebody at a social event, and the first thing you say to them is, I'm the smartest person in the world, they're kind of unlikely to believe you. So the way to go about conveying that sort of information, the positive information, would be one thing you could do is to provide a more balanced view. So in other words, you'll go, look, I'm not the smartest person. I've made some mistakes in my life. Here's a couple of examples of the mistakes I've made, but here's the way that I've mitigated and fixed those things. And here are some other positive things that I did. If you have that sort of balanced approach in what you report, then you're more likely to be believed. And there's a number of other strategies that you can follow as well.
Yeah, and so I have seen a little bit of your kōrero, some of the discussions that have gone on so far, but also some of the statements. Going to the one where you say companies often use sticker approach when it comes to SDGs, basically sustainable development. What does that, I suppose, mean in regards to the stickers with these sustainable development goals?
Yes. What companies often do is they disclose social and environmental information, and then they put a little marker on there, like a sticker, that says, this piece of information that I'm providing here relates to that United Nations strategic sustainable development goal. The SDGs are, there are 17 of them, and that's what the United Nations says is the basically summarizes the major issues that that face us as humanity. And so that sort of sticker approach where they just say, look, what we do relates to those things, I think can be a little bit misleading. And it's important that organizations, I feel, disclose the kind of things that relate to the core of their business. So not add on things like, oh, we are recycling paper now, or we're switching off the lights and saving energy. Those are peripheral issues. It should be really about the core of their business. If it's an oil company, what are you doing to mitigate your impact on the environment and on society?
Yes, and it's a funny one that you raise the oil issue, as the rising prices of petrol have made quite a few people do some research of their own. And these issues around this tend to have quite a bit of an effect on social media, and some are starting to talk about the taxes and what the taxes are of petrol and what they are actually contributing to these days. So in regards to this topic right now, why do you think that this is important for people in New Zealand to understand about this sustainable reporting?
Well, I think there needs to be accountability. We all want a good life. And we all, I mean, that includes that the natural environment that we enjoy is looked after as well. And so we want accountability from government, and we want accountability from organizations and companies that they are doing things that promote those values. I think there's this idea in society, more and more so, that we're allowed to have those views. We're allowed to have a good life. We're allowed to have meaningful work and be treated properly as employees and as customers. And, you know, as people who live in the local community close to a factory, that we demand a good life. Why shouldn't we have one? I mean, organizations and government should be there for us, not the other way around.
And so in regards to your work and your research within Auckland University, I also see that the University of South Australia have been doing similar work, or are they also contributing to the same research that you are working on?
Yes, there are. Many of my colleagues around the world examine similar sort of issues. And, of course, as academics, we travel and we connect with these people. Our friends, they begin as our colleagues and then they become our friends. So, yes, I have some colleagues at the University of South Australia who do similar things, but also everywhere else in the world, Europe, even South Africa, and further afield. It's a fascinating area. I mean, I can talk about this forever because it's really the things that I'm very interested in.
Absolutely, and there's a whole lot of things that I'm interested in as well. When you're talking about transparency and reporting and ensuring that the public know what is actually happening within those businesses, as you said, how are they trying to offset? And it is some of these words, these phrases like carbon offset, like Internet of Things, like blockchain. I'm still trying to get my head around some of that, but you have used this in quite a bit of your own research and your talk. Are you able to share a little bit more specifically, I suppose, about what you're meaning when it comes to blockchain and Internet of Things?
Yes. I won't say I'm an expert on these areas, but what we did in that article where we created this sort of framework of how business could use these technologies in order to do some good in this world. And if you think about it, most companies start off with this idea of we want to do some good in this world. We want to make our customers' lives better. And we want to make a positive difference in this world. And then later on, the profit motive sometimes takes over. You know, professional managers gets involved and it's all about the money, money, money. Where originally, if you get back down to the core of it, the idea was to make people's lives better. But now that we have the SDGs, and we have, often this involves companies in places like New Zealand trying to make a difference in developing countries. And then promising that, for instance, with carbon credits, that the money will be spent to mitigate CO2 emissions somewhere else in the world. The question is, can we really trust that this is happening elsewhere in the world? Because in New Zealand, I guess it's more open to us to examine. So the idea with involving the blockchain in this process is that there is this environment where all these parties can work together. The blockchain provides that connection where the parties can trust that what is happening, that is being said, is actually happening. So in other words, the carbon mitigation is happening in that developing country. Mm. And Internet of Things is just this idea that machines have measurement equipment in them. The old example that is being used is that your fridge knows that you're running low on milk and then places the order through the internet directly to Countdown, and they come and deliver and replenish the milk in your fridge. So the idea is that there is measurement instruments that measure these carbon offsets in the developing country, that it's directly linked to the blockchain, which is this network between customers in places like New Zealand and that offsetting in a developing country. I'm not sure I'm explaining it properly, but
No, absolutely. Maybe I was about to give you props on that example. That is an excellent example. I'm sure everybody up here will understand that. That imagine if we all had smart fridges like that that reminded us that, hey, you're running a little bit low on milk the night before, so we don't wake up in the morning and go, damn, there's no milk. But, you know, these are some of the technologies and advantages that the world is going in the developing world. So to be able to have these discussions on SDGs, as we say, sustainable development goals. This, I suppose, blockchain effect to ensure that not only New Zealand is doing it, the situation that is so big, we really rely on a number of countries or also the world eventually moving in this direction. Any final quarter on this in regards to moving forward with this these SDGs and what you consider should be the way forward?
Yes, I think there are many business opportunities where there could be a new company starting up that make use of these technologies in order to be core to their business model, or it could be existing businesses, large businesses that start to use this technology to do some good elsewhere in the world. And what it allows you to do is to get a range of people, all your customers, to contribute in a way to doing some good somewhere else in the world. For instance, when you buy a cup of coffee, you could add 50 cents, and that 50 cents could go towards something good that can happen somewhere else in the world, maybe to towards the coffee producers and to make their life better somewhere else in the world. And the internet of things and the blockchain can provide that trust, that everybody can trust that these things are happening elsewhere in the world. So if there's anybody who's ever had a business idea that's connected with doing some good in the world, go ahead and do it. It's fantastic to be able to say that not only am I making money out of this business, but it's also contributing to improving people's lives.
Again, appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share a little bit more about this and emphasize some of the most important parts that you have been sharing in regards to how to move forward with this, being more transparent and people really, like you said, not only being able to live a better life, but being able to contribute to other people living a better life. So again, for the rest of your day, all the best and tāku kia kui tēnei wa kiamatara kia ora.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Professor Charles de Villiers, koe ara tētahi o ngā kaimahi a tarangahau tia tēnei o ngā tūmomo mahi. Kia tika o rātou tūmomo ripuata, kia mōhio pai ai. Heaha ngā mea tika o ia Pākehi, o ia umanga huri noa i te ao. Kia kawe wēnei o ngā tūmomo kōrero. Ai ko Joel Bristow, tēnei hakarunga tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika. Iwa te kou māwhitu, irātahi, te iarere.